beautiful Arizona Saturday morning in the right here. And no, it's not summer. I think that starts tomorrow. You just think it's summer, but it's not summer. You'd think anytime you got to 108, you could call it summer. But no, not till tomorrow. We've got all the lines lit. Let's go ahead and jump in and take
today.
A call or two.
Are you talking about the solstice?
I don't know. I thought it was June 20. What is today? The 21st? I think summer starts on the 22nd, doesn't it?
Oh. Maybe they just moved this back a day for the Boyce Thompson Arboretum event. I tell you, it's out in Superior.
Yep.
If you leave Mesa and drive, what, another 35, 40 miles on 60 towards Globe?
Mm-hmm.
Not even that. And Superior, Boyce Thompson Arboretum, the summer solstice event tonight. There's a black light walk to look for scorpions. There's live music and a scorpion lecture as well. You get to learn all about that wonderful critter that scares everybody to death here in the
located at the base of Picket Post Mountain.
Beautiful.
And there's a trail to the top of that.
I don't think they're hiking it tonight.
No, you don't want to hike that one at night. It's a humdinger.
Is it?
But you can get to the top.
Okay.
You can. Let's get to the calls, buddy.
Sounds good. We'll start with Mary in Peoria. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you guys?
Very well. Super fantastic.
Well, good. Thank you for doing your show. We like it a lot.
Bless your heart. Thanks for letting us know.
We wanted to know, during the last big storm that we had, we noticed that the balcony in our backyard leads down to the patio with the ceiling, and the stuff that started coming down from the ceiling looked like it was standard drywall. And then when we got some of it removed, there's a bunch of black stuff underneath that, and we wanted to know how to get rid of that.
Well, the black stuff is mold. What are you going to try and hang sheetrock back up underneath the balcony again?
I don't know if that's a good idea because it didn't seem like it worked. It seemed like our builder went the cheap route and didn't use the right stuff.
Drywall really is not designed for that application. We don't like it on patio roofs. We don't like it on breezeway roofs. We don't like it on balcony roofs. You'd be a lot happier long-term getting all that sheetrock out of there. Then you can get a painter or buy some Kilz paint, K-I-L-Z, paint everything, and then apply like a T111 plywood up there and do a natural stain, and that can stay up there for 15, 20 years. You'll never have to touch it again. It's out of the direct sunlight.
There's a lot of products that have come out that you really could use that application for. Drywall, it's gypsum, which if you get it wet, turns into mud, basically.
Yeah, it does.
And it's wrapped in paper. I don't know who started putting it outside.
Well, in an ideal location, you can actually get drywall to work in an ideal location, but it has to have a big barge rafter that includes a big drip edge so the moisture can't drip off the roof, hit the rafter, and then drip back onto the sheetrock. And then you have to caulk between the sheetrock and the rafter itself so the moisture can't get in back behind the sheetrock. It's a lot of work. More work than it's worth.
Hardy Backer, T111.
T111. Yep.
Ask and you shall receive, Dad. We got an owner question. Emilio in Tucson, welcome.
Another?
Hello, sir. Yeah, we got every time we take a shower, and even sometimes we're not, I get a bad odor coming out of the shower. Now, you know, in Tucson, you can use gray water, like for wash water for trees and stuff. So that's what we do. That's the only thing that actually goes down the sewers: wash water from the toilet and the shower. So I don't know. Some guy mentioned something about a T trap or P trap or something like that.
Well, how old's the house, Emilio?
It's an old one, 60s. It's copper piping.
Okay, and the shower is the small 1-inch by 1-inch Tucson mosaic typical shower.
Yeah.
Okay. There may be a case where the shower pan has corroded to the point where you're actually draining water into the concrete slab between the mud set and the tile. We can get down there and do a smell test. What we have to do is we have to determine, is the odor there all the time, or is it just when the water is running and you're standing on the shower. And as you're standing on the shower floor, you're actually working the nasty juices up into the drain and back into your up into your nose. So we have to do a little bit more detective work. The fact that it's an old shower tells me it's probably a shower pan. It's already got a P-trap there. That's probably not the problem. And let's make sure that it doesn't smell anywhere else you use hot water, because it could actually also be the anode rod in the water heater. Check the master bath vanity sinks. If when you're starting hot water, you're brushing your teeth or shaving in the morning, bend over and take a big whiff right there while you're running the hot water with the vanity basin stopper open. Take a big whiff and see if you don't get a slight hint of it there. All of those other key indicators will help us pin this down. We appreciate the call, but I think you may just have a bad shower drain. That's a lot easier to fix than adding a P-trap, which is already there.
Backing up to our previous caller about the drywall that was deteriorating underneath the balcony and as alternative for using drywall underneath your patios.
Yes, sir.
You know who came to mind while we were talking about that?
I have no idea.
No?
No.
One of our old longest listeners, also partner of Rosie on the House, JLC Enterprises.
Because
I know they do a lot of aluminum under eaves. I thought, I wonder if they ever do that under patio.
Well, oh, yeah?
Yeah, he called to say that is something that they'd often do is when that drywall gets damaged, they take that out. And, you know, with an aluminum or vinyl product
good
under
looking
there,
product.
Water's obviously not going to create a mold issue on that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Great idea.
All right, we've got our digital newsroom as well as an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348 coming up right after bottom of the hour.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.